You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WYLL. I'm Chris Berube. Last year, the state of Illinois tried to ban the carrying of concealed weapons in public. However, in December, a 3-judge panel ruled that it was unconstitutional to make such a ban. They gave the state 180 days to come up with a new law, and now Attorney General Lisa Madigan is asking for more time. There's no law in sight in the legislature right now, and with March quickly approaching, the question becomes, what's going to happen when the 180 days runs out? Will concealed weapons just be totally legal in Illinois? I decided to seek an expert opinion on this issue.
My name is Brannon Denning. I'm a professor of law at the Cumberland School of Law at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama.
Professor Denning taught at Southern Illinois University for a number of years and is now on the law faculty at Samford University in Alabama. He's helped edit textbooks about gun laws in this country. He says that Illinois is the only state in the union right now without any kind of law regulating the carrying of concealed weapons, and that once the 180 days runs out, without a law, it might de facto legalize all concealed weapons.
If the prohibition was invalidated and there's no law saying or no mechanism established to provide for licenses, then I suppose that carrying a concealed weapon wouldn't be against the law, as long as you were otherwise permitted to possess a firearm.
Is this kind of a legal gray area, would you say?
Well, it's certainly, the Seventh Circuit's decision has created a gap in the law, and I'm sure that the lawmakers don't want to allow that gap to remain for very long. So I feel fairly confident that they will come up with something. I'm not sure, I haven't seen any legislation. I mean, they have to do something, and I suspect that what they'll try to do is, you know, comply. You know, minimal compliance, I suspect, is because I don't get the sense that there's much appetite, particularly upstate, for allowing people to do this.
So you mentioned the idea that Illinois might go with some kind of minimal compliance. What would that look like under the Second Amendment?
I'm not sure that shall issue regimes are required. I suspect that Illinois, what they might do is want to say, well, okay, fine. You can apply to the chief of police in your town for a permit. These are the criteria that we're going to establish for granting them. And maybe they make them restrictive. You know, maybe they say, well, you have to have a valid reason for wanting to carry. Let's say that you own a business that handles a lot of cash or that is subject to being robbed or something like that. I suspect that that might be what they try to do as opposed to just going to a fairly liberal shall issue regime.
Right. Is that, strictly speaking, constitutional to say you need to have a good reason to have this kind of a permit?
Well, nobody knows, you see, because the Supreme Court, obviously, they've just started fashioning constitutional doctrine in this area. There are lots of open questions about what is permitted or is prohibited under the Second Amendment. And I suspect that it's possible, particularly if Illinois decides to do something very restrictive or opts for minimal compliance, you may have the germ of another constitutional challenge that will answer some of those questions.
So the prohibition was invalidated as violating the Second Amendment. Is there any kind of form of prohibition that could work with the Second Amendment? Are there any kind of precedents in the United States that make sense like that?
It's clear that some gun controls are going to be permitted, but things that begin to approach confiscation or prohibition of entire classes of weapons would be probably suspect. The court didn't squarely address, because it wasn't raised in either case, whether concealed carry is mandated now. Now, the Seventh Circuit said that you couldn't prohibit the carrying of concealed weapons completely, but certainly I think it's subject to regulation.
Professor Brannon Denning teaches at the Cumberland School of Law at Samford University. He's authored many legal writings and is the editor of the textbook Gun Control and Gun Rights, A Reader and Guide. You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WYLL.